Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I like to end my night with that.
The booty sex is the end.
Yeah, because we're not doing too much of it. It's just, just to kind of keep it spicy, but.
You have to spice it up.
But you said, you got to, warm up and you got to prep for it. So how long?
You do.
So after you, it's just 2-3 strokes. It's just, and then you done. So, you prepping all this time and then it's just a couple of pumps and you done. You don't do it often.
No, it's real tight for the man, so.
I know a lot of other stuff is tight too.
I swear the line was round the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should've known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes.
You have to keep it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's different moments. You know what I mean? Sometimes there's a quickie. Sometimes there's some other stuff going on, and it's okay. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Get it in where you fit
in. Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all kids bother y'all when it's time? Where do y'all kids be at?
They're in bed.
So y'all wait till everybody just what? My kids don't be going to sleep.
But you have older kids, though.
It's the baby, though. It's the baby that be like, Mama, what are you doing?
Got to go. What are we doing?
So last night, we was trying to do some adult thing. The baby was in our bed, which he only want to be in our bed right now. So we went to his room trying to hide. All of a sudden, we and then we heard...
So y'all had to do the
cookie.
Knock, knock, knock.
No, in the baby's room. Yeah, in the baby's room. Baby's room to do the nasty.
They are now making lullaby beats. you hear knock, knock, knock. Mama, you in there?
Nope.
Dad, dad. I'm all the rooms in the house. You want to knock on this door?
That'd be some fun sex when you sneaking that door and trying to get a quickie in, right? And the kids be sometimes.
You don't feel like you're getting your head though, and it's too hard to concentrate.
For sure.
No, it'd be fun. It's fun. It's fun. Like, come on.
See, I'm under the covers. Get your ass back in your room.
That's why your ass pregnant. Yeah.
What about when you have to lie quick and they lift up your rabbit while it's on the charger and they ask you, Mommy, what is this?
It's a special pencil for Mommy.
Yes.
I'm coloring outside the lines.
It's like, that's a back massager. that's for your shoulders.
I don't like toys, though. I don't like having toys.
You like real pleasure.
I like the real deal, holy feel. Like, you got to... I can't have no plastic stuff up in
here. Yeah, no, I feel you. But I like nipple clenchers and stuff like that. Like, they're just excited.
I like being choked. I like my hair being pulled.
Yeah, I like space.
Wild style.
I like handprints on my ass.
Okay.
The more for the better.
A little estimate. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a safe word?
No.
There's no, so it's all systems go. It's whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's like, it's no 50 Shades of Grey going
it's
on over here.
It's super healthy, though, to explore and just kind of go wild with your spouse. And you're just supposed to just go ahead and just laugh about it if something is weird or, you can joke. And you so then later on, you're like, remember that one time?
Right. What's the craziest thing that ever happened to y'all during sex?
We're going to keep it 1,000 on here.
Okay.
I'm not used to having anal sex. It ain't just... And I had to tell, I'm like, you gotta stop because I feel like something about to come out. I'm not used to it. It feels weird because I'm not.
You have to relax.
You're supposed to take a little fleet enema before you do that.
Yes, I learned that from one of my friends. You have to take a fleet.
Yes, an enema to clean your.
You have to clean
so that way you don't have no accidents. You know what I mean? You clean yourself out.
It's a lot of prep that goes into that.
Yeah. So one of those nights, like a birthday vibe or anniversary
vibe. That's what I feel like. I feel like it's good for an occasion because it's a lot of prep that goes into it. And
so it's like happy birthday. Listen, you can get the booty.
Let me tell y'all, this is a funny story. I was trying to prep myself. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take this like a G. I did the thing, you know, I got in the shower, and then I got the butt plug. I was like, I got to open this shit
up. Hold on, wait a minute. I thought you had, like, no plastic in you.
No.
It's a big plastic plug
in my vagina. In my vagina, I don't like plastic.
Just in your booty hole.
But I had to prep. I'm like, I need to prep for this. I'm in the predicament I'm in right now.
A butt plug?
Yeah, the butt plug.
You're supposed to get wild, though. You're supposed to get wild.
I mean, it's intimacy at the end of the day. Correct. Like, you need to feel comfortable enough to do some of these things and be able to share experiences. There's levels to this. You know, it's not something you go into a relationship just showing people your butt plug. You know what I mean?
But I don't feel comfortable. I heard about numbing cream. I need to be prepped.
That's a lot of preparation. Yeah, like, who has the time for that?
Hey, when let's you trying to get from in. From the sex
spur. The sex spur.
Oh. Yeah, the sex spur.
Well, I feel like when you take a trip. When you take a trip to the store, like, you know, you go to a little store.
Mm-hmm. What store
bought,
is this?
I bought the DVD. There's one off of 163rd Street. So I bought the DVD so I know what prep, you know, to do. Mm-hmm. And the butt plug is good to start, you know.
Yeah, to open it up. Yes. So not a finger at first or something?
No, or beads.
Beads
are good. I've heard of the beads.
You said like two maybe?
Are there like that's different sizes and gauges?
Yes.
And,
that's what I'm saying, yep. Different sizes?
I had the biggest. The one that came in the match.
Yeah, you can't rush it. It's not like a thing that you kind of take your time.
And I just feel like that's a side that, like, I don't want. Like, what if you, like, okay, we all know that you possibly while you have a baby.
For sure. That's very common.
That's why you take the fleet.
That's why you gotta do the fleet. The fleet, you get in the doggy style position, do the fleet, and then have the shower running. Do what you gotta do on the toilet, and then jump in the shower and clean yourself. And then
I still don't feel like you're clean all the way.
But isn't that a bracket in the mood though? Like, how do you be like, hold on, let me take a shit quick.
No,
like,
you do it before. No, you do it before.
Because that's a whole lot of preparation.
You're prepping because it's something that you're about to experience that you haven't experienced before. So it's like you're eager to.
But wait a minute, I heard that. No. Doesn't your anus get lubricated naturally?
It does. Okay. And it all depends. I feel like you gotta warm yourself up into that though.
No, I got a friend, y'all. I'm trying to tell you, I got a friend, and she loves anal sex. And she tells me all, like, it got loose.
That's loose booty. You cannot do it. This is something that you just can't do every time. This is like a
special occasion. Yeah. Birthday.
What if your man want it all the time?
Well, you need to go check your man if he want it in the ass more than the vagina. That's something.
I would wonder.
So what's too much? Once a week, twice a week, too much?
I ain't doing no once a week or no twice
a week. Yeah, no, I'm good for special occasions.
I'm still stuck on the prep.
But the prep is like just a few hours before. It's not like an all-day thing.
A whole enema.
But they have that at the store. Like, you can go get that off of 163rd Street.
y'all might need to take me.
Take a trip, ladies.
This is giving me a little bit of, I don't know.
Okay, so that's a hard no for you.
I think it's a
hard no for you. Okay, I think it might be a hard no for me. I think it's a hard no for me. Because there's the medical side of things. Like, I don't need you to have shit on your dick. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, no, but okay, this is just my, like,
I'm confused. I'm trying to figure this out. I get you. Because, I'm thinking all of that.
Wait, because that's why you use the fleet.
That's why you use the fleet.
Y'all gotta show me what fleet is.
No. There's bacteria. Okay, there's bacteria. And then if you want to go and have vaginal afterwards, you gotta go jump in a whole shower and scrub for me to be finished.
I have a question. Is that like foreplay?
I like to.
This is the whole.
I like to end my night with that.
The booty sex is the end.
Yeah, because we're not doing too much of it. It's just the, you know, just to kind of keep it spicy. But
you have to spice it up.
You gotta like warm up and you gotta prep for it. So how long? It's just 2-3 strokes.
That's what
it's
I'm just,
and then you done. So you know you prepping all this time and then it's just a couple of pumps and you done. You don't do it often.
It's real tight for the man. So
I know a lot of other stuff is tight too. Yeah.
That's what Kegels are for. You gotta tighten that vagina up.
I'm just saying, like, the booty hole is tight, tight. Like, especially, now, I ain't talking about loose booty.
It's not real graphic.
Okay.
But it's just like, you know, it looks like a douche, but for the booty.
All right. Listen, what is an absolute non-negotiable? Could it be butt sex? Right? Because, like, imagine feeling a good dude for a while or whatever, and then he's like, hey, let me put it in your booty. What do you do?
On the first date?
That's what I'm saying. What do you do?
I'm down to give it a try.
Not the first date, but, like, the first, no. Like,
that's a different level of intimacy for me.
That's like,
That's doing too much.
Yeah.
But for me, non-negotiables are more, like, up here. Like, I need you to support my dreams. I need you to be on my team. I need you to be in sync.
I feel like you got to be, like, first you got to look at sexually, the physical things. I'll be like, let me look at your teeth. Let me look at your feet. How your breath smell. Like,
yeah.
You got to get to certain things before we even get to
I'm married.
How your breath smell?
See, well, I mean, my breath is good. But for me, it's like he's so country that it's a lot that I didn't expect to go through, that maybe it was a non-negotiable before, but, you know, here I am dealing with, you know, fish guts on your outfit and you just coming into the house smelling like crazy. He does a lot. So I feel like there's a lot that I thought was a non-negotiable, but when you love somebody,
when you're deeply in love, you don't think about, like, we can say we have non-negotiables all we want, but when you're deeply, because I've been in that position where I was deeply in love and things that happened to me that I said before that I wouldn't accept, I allowed that to happen and I forgave. But it came to a point where it was like, I have to love myself more. Yeah, I have to love myself.
But I feel like y'all going deep. Like, what's some things in the beginning that's just a no? In the very beginning, that you getting to know someone that's just a deal breaker?
I don't think I have one.
Nothing. So he could have like black toes. He could have stinky breath. He could have holes in his teeth. Can he have a bald head? Can he have a receding hairline? Do you want him to have good hygiene? Like, can he be fat? Can he be skinny?
No, I don't like that. I'm starting because now I'm learning that.
I love a chocolate pretty.
Okay, here we go. We get into the cool. What about like a little dick or something? Like, yep, everybody want a big dick, a little dick.
No, I feel like with the size, it's not. I feel like sometimes. Sorry. Go ahead. Well, I haven't experienced a little.
A party pickle?
But I'm just saying, like, some people are not as blessed if.
Okay, like a man that doesn't give oral sex, is that a deal breaker?
That is, yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's a
deal breaker.
So oral sex is a must.
Yeah.
What if it's like dating someone or being with someone that's celibate?
Mm.
That?
There you go. Who does that? I'm just saying, think about that.
So who does
that? What if someone is at a place
they don't need
life?
To be dating?
Is he not penetrating or is he giving oral or is he just
nothing? He ain't doing nothing. He's
I would second guess that.
Me too. If you can finger me or eat me out, but you can't penetrate me, then something ain't right about that.
Yeah, I would wonder. I wouldn't like that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I have to test the.
Because I'm be like, bring your ass over here. Like, you ain't finna tease me.
We ain't gonna see you around about.
He been missing y'all. Y'all can tell. He went to go see his baby in college. He popped up on it. It was so sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Aww,
that's we love surprised.
Y'all over here.
Yeah, we do.
Or something.
Oh, we finna tell. Oh, the neighbors finna hear our name.
But you should. This is the best sex right now, too.
But he's scared, though. Like, he's
not. You're not hitting
exactly.
PSA.
Thank you. Tell the world.
You're not touching the baby.
Thank you. Yes.
Tell them. When you have intercourse with your significant other that is pregnant, you're not touching anything over there, okay? Nothing. The baby will be fine.
Thank you.
Proceed and have fun.
Give me a high five. And for us, I feel like this is the best sex.
It is.
I feel like I was the horniest when I was pregnant.
Okay, when I was pregnant with my girls, my husband did not want to have sex.
Why? The girls?
When I was pregnant with
I think it's a weird thing.
It was like a mind thing. But when I was pregnant with my son, I didn't want to have sex as much.
Really?
He wanted to have sex.
I have to think about
that. No, I was just ready all the time.
You sabotaged me.
Gender.
I was horny the whole pregnancy.
I was horny.
Yeah.
Every pregnancy.
Every pregnancy for me.
I mean, well, okay, you're more lubricated.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
All the time.
Pregnant pussy is just the best pussy in the world.
When I was pregnant, even though I was big as hell with twins, even the second pregnancy, I feel like I was at one of the sexiest moments of my life because I was with child. Mm-hmm. Not so much because of the way that I looked, but I think it because of my inner power. You know what I mean? So yes. I felt so sexy and so vibrant and beautiful. And so it made me feel like I was on top of the world. It made me horny. It made me wet. All of those things.
Yes.
I felt I was so powerful in that moment. You know what I mean?
But something about the hormones, I feel like I had the most wet dreams at that time. Mm-hmm. Something about, like, I don't know where your body goes, where your chemicals in your body goes. In the middle of
the night, and just be like, damn.
That's because your ass is just horny.
Y'all don't know what it is. It's just, ugh.
Like, what do you guys think about the image of beauty right now? Like, you saw the Fenty fashion show, or maybe you didn't see the Fenty fashion show. And Rihanna's all about inclusivity, showcasing men and women alike who have different images and different viewpoints of what is sexy. And it's not what today's world would view sexy, like Kim Kardashian or all these other names that you would throw out there, you know, Megan Thee Stallion.
I feel like it's hard, especially for kids, seeing my kids grow up today, having Instagram and Facebook and social media telling them what is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for I'm not going to say just a black woman, because I don't know what it's like to be a white woman or a Latino woman. Correct. I'm going to say what it's hard to see as a black mother raising a black daughter. Right. It's hard to see her see that having long hair and light skin is just beautiful.
And
having
done.
And having a thin body.
Correct. Or,
you know, because I feel like I see women that are voluptuous, that are beautiful.
Correct.
And I just love the way that they are shaped in their confidence, and I feel like that's beauty in
that
itself.
Is beauty.
It's that confidence. It's
the absolutely.
Like
it's confidence. I love Lizzo.
I love her.
Yes. I love her.
Yes.
Like shake that.
Yes.
Shake it. And I just get so offended when people don't like to see her shaking her because she is heavy. Why not? Why can't a larger woman shake that?
But most
but
women
they
are.
critique smaller women. Bea is very Coi Leray. She's very beautiful, and they criticize her all the time about how skinny she is. It's either you too big or you too small. Like, she's beautiful, and she embraces it just as well, and I love it.
I try to teach my girls and my boys to appreciate all of the above. Mm-hmm. Like, what you see is what you get. Like, it's a facade. Like, all this right here is temporary satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So we have to go deeper. And I think us as women and us as having a platform and also mothers, we have to instill that in everybody, just not the girls, but the boys too. Like, embrace who they are as a person.
My daughter, one day she was in kindergarten, and she came to me. She was like, "Mommy, I'm not beautiful." And I was like, why do you say that? She was like, "I don't have long hair and I don't have light skin." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where'd you get that from?
Right.
And she was like, "All of my friends in school, they have long hair and they're light skin." And as a parent, that really hits home because you always try to do better for your kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, my mom couldn't afford to put me in private school, but I always wanted to put my kids in private school to have a better education. But what you realize is when you get to private school, it's not as many black
correct
people in private schools. You see more of white people. You see more, you know, privileged people in private school. And you don't get your kids in a group setting where kind of where you grew up.
And that affects them too.
We don't see
the negative because my son is affecting him. Sometimes he's like, I wish I was white. No. You have your skin. You're beautiful. You are a handsome young boy, and it's just being around all these white kids. It's like he thinks that is right. Like that is the only.
That's all what he sees, and we grind for them to be put in a certain realm, and unfortunately, they're not seeing too many that look like them. But on the flip side of that, there are so many other children that are very diverse with, we're going to be smart or we're going to have artistic value and we're going to bring the athletic value to a private school. And I'm seeing that now, super diversity. Yeah. And it's good for our kids to see.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, it is good for that.
That's good.
Hi. Oh my goodness.
It's so
what is
good.
This?
Carrot cake, bread pudding with butter pecan ice cream. Oh.
Good. You ain't got no meatless chicken in here, do you?
I have to say, my Z, because Chef, sometimes he comes to the house too. So in the beginning, in the early stages, Z, my son, has these beautiful curls and blonde tips because my hair is naturally light brown. And he used to say to me all the time, like, Mommy, I don't like my hair. People are going to make fun of me. They're going to make fun of me. And I mean, these babies have the most, I mean, I'm biased, obviously, but they have the most beautiful, curly, just beautiful hair. And he didn't like it. He was nervous. He's like, I don't like my hair. It wasn't until he started going to this new school in first grade that he got a girl that has a crush on him. He has two girls that have a crush on him. And I'm like, girls can have crushes on you, but you are not allowed to have a girlfriend. You are 6 years old. But now it was until now he's comfortable. It wasn't what I said or how much I uplifted him or how much, you know, I told him, you're handsome, you're beautiful. It wasn't until he got the approval from other people at his school that he was okay with what his hair looked like.
Well, it's hard for your kids to see something. I always think, I'm like, baby, you're beautiful with your own hair. Mm-hmm. But she's looking at her mom with weave hair down her back or, you know, and I'm like, exactly. Right. Like, we're always made up, you know, so they can't really appreciate who they are.
That's my boys. That's my boys, too. They have locks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, embrace your natural flow. Like Samson had locks and, you know, we just, you vibe that way. And that's how we feel. And I'm like, you know, that's how we're going to flow. And they get it.
But it's not always that. Cause 2 years ago when I had, I don't know if you remember, like I had my big blonde curly fro and that's all my natural hair. And I did it specifically for my daughter. Specifically, she was 4 going into 5 and she was starting to get into like the Barbies and she started to care about her appearance and paying attention to what I was wearing. And so I literally had a conversation with Brandon. I was like, I'm going to wear my natural hair out because I want her to understand what mommy's natural hair actually looks like and that it's beautiful and it's just like yours. And so I wore it out for a year, but even still, she still didn't think that it was enough.
Well, I think it's good that we're even having the conversation about what they're comfortable with and how they feel and what they're thinking about their peers. Because, Lil Channing and I had a conversation and I'm just teasing them because every time I pick them up, they're like, oh, mommy, the juicy gossip in school today is, you know, who likes who? Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, Channing, you know, who do you have a crush on? And he was like, mommy, I don't have a crush on anybody because there's no black girls in my class. And that was when we were at this other private school before. And so just hearing that from him, that he felt like, well, I don't see anyone that I'm interested in because there's no black girls. Yeah. I said, well, I listened. I hear you. You know, I feel you. And so the next year we switched schools.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you heard him. I'm glad because, you know, most parents wouldn't have heard him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I want to see black girls, mommy.
Yeah. Right.
And not to say it's nothing wrong with having a crush on a white girl or a Spanish girl. But he's like, no, mommy, I want to see some girls that are black.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's nothing wrong with that.
Right. I love it. And I love it.
I love it
for my kids to see all of the whole spectrum.
But I feel like that's a different thing from generation to generation. Because I remember growing up with my mom and it's just like, you know, there's certain things we don't talk about. You know, we don't have this conversation. Me and my mom never really had a sex conversation or, you know, who I'm attracted to or who I like. But I think that now, like, there's so many outside influences. You have to be so cognizant of what they're experiencing, how they feel, and what's going on in their life. And you got to check in.
And I want to ask you, Chef, because the world is teaching us what is beautiful. And even though we do what we make an attempt to show our children, our babies, and other people, young women coming up, even peers, what is beautiful. Like, to me, some of the most beautiful women in the world don't look nothing like me. You know what I mean? They're darker skin, shorter hair, a different complexion, bigger bodies or smaller frames or look nothing
it's
like
different.
Me. So here, I want to ask your perspective as the only male on this show. Just what the image of beauty is. I mean, it went from Kim Kardashian as being the epitome of beauty in majority.
Yeah, I don't know
majority.
About that.
Well, I'm going to say in the majority of people's eyes, but in the media, in the news, that is what was beautiful or is beautiful. So what is your opinion as to where that's going?
I personally think beauty is natural with self-love. Someone who's confident in the way that they look and don't feel that they have to modify themselves to meet society's standard of what beautiful is with the whole, you know, no waist, big butt.
You can say it. It's okay. Big booty.
You know, the hips and all that stuff, you know, because I see a lot of it done, you know, even at my age, you know, I see a lot of it on Instagram where it's like, one minute this girl looks like this and then 2 weeks later after she's, you know, gotten the surgery, she looks completely different, but you can also see it in herself. Her personality changes, you know, you can see it in how she carries herself, what she wears and stuff like that. And it's just like, I personally, don't necessarily think that that's the way to go because it's almost like, you have to love yourself at a cost. You know, you have to spend money to love yourself. And it's like, deep down inside, will you love yourself after society tells you, okay, slim bodies and, you know, hips, and that's mm-hmm. not the style anymore.
So is your concern more the confidence that comes with it, or is it the modifications that are attached to the confidence?
Well, the modifications aren't safe. That's another topic, but that's not safe in general. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like the confidence is where we lack, you know, mm-hmm. and the lack of confidence leads to us wanting to, you know, get these surgeries and everything like that. People are literally spending all of their money. They'll save up for 2 years to go get a surgery.
Your preference would be a woman that no body modifications and 100% natural. That would be your personal preference.
I'll say so.
Okay.
I had a question for you ladies too. I overheard y'all talking earlier about deal breakers in a relationship. I wanted to ask you, because this is something that pops up a lot for my age group on all social media platforms.
Let's say what your age group is.
28. I'm 28.
28.
Yes, ma'am.
So 20 to 30?
We'll say that.
25 to 35 is the age.
We can go 25 to 35.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I want to kind of include, I want to include y'all ladies too.
I'm so older than 35.
I'm 38.
You don't have to know that.
I mean, the people know.
I'm calling that down in brackets.
Okay.
I'll be 34 and up.
So I wanted to ask y'all, paying bills. 50-50. How do y'all feel about that?
55-50.
No.
No, because I see a lot of women that say like the 50-50 thing is a complete deal breaker. No matter what the man brings 50-50? To the table, aside from that, you know,
paying 50-50.
50 is a deal breaker.
50-50 is...
That's not a deal breaker for me.
50-50 is a deal breaker right now?
Well, okay, so I've seen a lot of things along with your point. I've seen a lot of information like on Instagram recently of people asking like, if a man don't pay for my outfit to go on a date, it's a done deal. And I'm like, not
that relationship is already over.
No, I'm like, ain't nobody ever paid for Brandon including anybody ever.
It's bad for us.
Paid for anything for me.
Instagram has messed it up for dating.
It's terrible.
And people's expectations.
Yes. Okay, I understand a meal, some drinks, a fit.
That to me is too much. Like, what are you expecting at this point?
I'm not expecting a man to pay for my outfit.
If it's a fit, no. That means that you are, one, dressing me, which I don't know how I feel about that. And then two, you're almost starting like
a cycle.
You're starting at a different level and different intimacy. That's just not. That's not appropriate.
I feel like right now, women have learned too much to go back to just taking anything from a man. It's like women can start businesses. Mm-hmm. Women don't need a man to take care of them. This is not the 50s.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, women have come so far. Yeah. Why depend on a man to take care of you? Mm-hmm. You know, so no,
we
I don't
pay for the whole day, really. If we
absolutely.
Let's be clear. Absolutely. Let's be clear. But I think that depending on, you know, the gender roles that you all play in your relationship, you know, what you like, what you're used to, and what his expectations are, because Channing is, you know, I can contribute, but he's not letting me pay all the bills. No, that's not something he wants to do.
That's not your dynamic.
Yeah, that's not something that he is interested in. Correct. So it also depends on who you're dating and, you know, at the core, who that man is.
Yeah.
Because then you have these kind of these new guys that they want you to pay all the bills. Now, I don't agree with that all the way either, because it should be, we should have a conversation about what you taking care of and what I'm taking care of.
I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like iron sharpens iron. And I said this before, Brandon and I, he has strengths in certain areas that I have weaknesses in. And I have weaknesses in areas that he has strengths in. And so if finances is one of those areas and I'm making ends meet and you are able to provide a better lifestyle, I can contribute 100%. But if you have a relationship where two people are struggling or two people are working and sacrificing hard for the relationship and for each other, there's absolutely no problem with splitting 50-50. Not a single problem with that. And I don't understand why the burden is put on the man solely
Because I feel like this is Instagram. I feel like social media has such a strong influence over our lives.
Correct.
That we don't even realize because these young kids are growing up seeing, they don't see the struggle that everyone goes through. They see the instant gratification of she has on red bottom. She has on Balenciaga. She has a Chanel bag. She has a Gucci bag. But you don't see what this woman has been through in her life to get through. Correct. To get her that Gucci bag, that Chanel bag. You don't know how much she's worked. You don't know how much she struggled.
How much she prayed. How much she sacrificed. It's proceeding without expectations.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, there's all these expectations that are put at the forefront because of Instagram, correct, because of whatever we see our girlfriends or whomever else or, you know, the neighbors do, keeping up with the Joneses. But being able to proceed without expectations. Like, the expectation is that you're going to have life set up for you. Right. That expectation is not reality for anybody. And I think that this generation, some of our generation and the generations coming up, just need to have a realistic expectation of what life is actually like outside of Instagram, mm-hmm, and outside of these gifts and lavish experiences and all these other things that is worked for.
Instagram. I'm going to show you what I want to show you in a matter of 15 seconds. A boomerang, which is what,
a picture.
Five?
Right.
A picture. A picture. I'm going to edit. I'm going to filter. I'm going to post it. I'm going to, you know, put my best fit on. It's instant. That's not forever. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's not.
Yes. You don't see the worst in everyone's life. They show you the best things that's happening. No. You know, you see
the polish.
Yes, you see all the relationships that are doing good. You don't see everything that's behind relationship, that everyone is going through, struggles that we all go through in relationships.
We don't see the internal. We only see the hurt. Correct.
The pain. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for y'all for having this platform, though, for that reason.
Yeah.
So you can almost see the inside out and just let it be real and let real people know that this is what it is. This is real life.
It's not easy.
Life is not easy.
I tell my kids that all the time. Life is not easy.
It's not.
It's hard. Life is hard.
So to change the subject a little bit, Moneybagg and Ari, they're giving her a lot of hell because she bought land for money. Like, why can't she do things for her man?
I love that. I thought that was so good. Yes.
Oh, they need to be married. Switch it up.
But still, I mean, she could have bought him a car. You see, she could have bought him a watch. But instead, she bought him an asset. Like, and I feel that means so much. You know, versus.
And I feel like that goes to show how much she appreciates him, how much she values what he pours into her.
Yes.
He's
everything.
Absolutely. He's pouring into her to make her want to pour into him.
Yes.
And I feel like people don't understand that because they're not on that level.
They can't understand.
No.
They can't relate.
Moneybagg,
y'all
keep doing y'all, boo.
Absolutely. Sis, do you?
Yeah.
Take it in. And I think he reciprocated that, was like, where's yours? So it's real. Like, I think it was purchased in Memphis, which it was where he.
I don't care where it was purchased at. I'm just happy that, you know, that we are seeing this for role models for our kids to see that you don't just gotta buy a car or a bag or shoes. Let's do something different. Let's create generational wealth.
She's teaching her black man how to be continue building wealth. Correct. And that's what you need to do.
I swear that I was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should have known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. Cause she's a boss. Yeah, you can just tell when she talks. Shut the room down.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.